I think I believe him. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Herman Cain sat down with the New Hampshire union leader to explain that his relationship with Ginger White, the woman who says she had a 13-year affair with him, mainly involved career advice. But she apparently didn't follow the advice because eventually her career tanked and she needed money.
She didn't have a job. She had told me that she was not able to get financial help from family and friends, and that, quite frankly, I was the only person that was a friend at the time, and I underscore friend, that was in a position to help her. I'm a soft-hearted person when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No threats, no blackmail. She needed rent money. He gave it to her.
It was all financial assistance to try and help her with her bills.
But here's the big revelation. She is not the only one he has helped.
I have helped members of my church. I have helped members of my family. And I know a lot of other people who've done the same thing.
And now you see, Herman Cain is a member of the 1%. And that is the big secret the 1% have been hiding. They have been secretly helping the unemployed directly, not even claiming a tax deduction for it. This is why they don't want the government redistributing income, because they're already doing it. And so it all fits. The puzzle is solved. If Herman Cain is guilty of anything, it's crossing state lines to impersonate Santa Claus. Although I will say, when you do something like this, you should probably tell Mrs. Claus first.
My wife now knows.
That's good. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.